La bella du, bella la du, la sum, la sum, la quatra, la sum, ac la bella du.
What do you do with a good treble? I mean, a thoroughly dead treble. One that you just vanquished. Why, you boil them. Or bake them, of course. We're going to talk about three different recipes from Mind Scanner number 85, Klingon Cuisine, on today's podcast. Three different recipes on what you can do with a dead treble. So pull up your forks, unless you have your ridges on, in which case, these are definitely Klingon finger foods. And let's dig into these recipes. Tribbles dans les blankets. Yeah, that means tribbles in a blanket. We're going to take a sheet of pre-made biscuit dough and roll tiny cocktail wieners into it. So what you're going to need is a sheet or some sort of pre-made biscuit dough. I used a sheet. You might find other products that work differently, work better. Let us know if you do. And sausage links or small cocktail wieners. Now, I used Vienna sausage. They were easy to get. Didn't have to cook them. They come in a can. Pop it. Put them in. But I'm actually thinking that pre-cooked breakfast sausage links might actually taste better. The Vienna sausage kind of had a bland taste. We'll talk about that later, though. If I do this one again, that's what I'm going to try using. Only having a dipping sauce available gave this thing any flavor. Yeah. Prepare the links per the instructions on, you know, the can, the bag, whatever you buy them in. Again, that's why I used cocktail wieners. They were done. I just had to pick them out and use them. In my case, I just take them out of their can, roll them into a sheet of dough. I place three sausages across, rolled it up, cut the dough, cut the three apart, place them on a pan that I'd already sprayed with Pam so they're not going to stick. And then when I got the baking pan all filled up, it basically contained 13 individually wrapped tribbles, you know, on the sheet. I shoved it into a 400 degree preheated oven for 10 minutes. If the biscuit dough is golden brown at the end of that, you're done. Let them cool slightly and serve. But don't let them cool too much. If you take them down to room temperature when you serve them, you might want to put them in a microwave oven for a few seconds and heat them back up. Just saying, I think they taste better warm than they do cold. The next one I'm going to talk about is baked tribble bits. And again, we're looking at a very easy recipe. We're just going to make sausage cheese balls in an oven. The recipe calls for a pound of sausage and a pound of sharp cheese plus 3 cups of biscuit mix. But I wasn't planning to make all that many of them, so I'm going to cut the recipe in half, which means all the quantities are going to be cut by 50%. Half a pound of sausage, half a pound of sharp cheddar cheese, and only a cup and a half of the biscuit mix. But even then, I had trouble getting everything blended together properly. I'm thinking that the cup and a half of biscuit mix might just be too much. When I went to form balls, which is what you do, you mix it all up, get it all thoroughly mixed, form them into little balls. When I went to make those little balls, I had trouble getting them to stick together unless I had a good quantity of sausage in each of the balls. The biscuit mix just wasn't doing a good job of staying together. And the cheese, same thing. Yeah, so, like I say, next time I do this, I'm going to cut back on the biscuit mix just a bit and see how that works. I place them in another shallow baking pan. But this time I baked them in the oven at 375 degrees for 12 minutes. It's too bad that the Tribbles Dans Les Blanquettes have to cook at a different temperature. It would be really nice to shove both pans in the oven at the same time and let them cook together and pull them out when they're done. They bake for pretty close the same time. It's just that one's at 400 degrees and the other is at 375. So, c'est la vie. Tribble meatballs. This one we're not going to bake. This recipe actually contains more ingredients than it has instructions on what to do with them. Well, meaning it's another easy one to do. You're going to need a pound and a half of minced meat. Well, I purchased a pound of the ground sausage for the baked tribble bits, and I only used half the package. So here I am, we'll be cutting the ingredients list in a third to make this guy. In a bowl, big bowl, make sure it's big enough to hold everything, I'm going to put the remaining half pound of sausage. I'm going to add some salt. I'm going to add some pepper. I'm going to add one clove of garlic that I've minced up. I'm going to add one egg and a tablespoon of breadcrumbs. Then I'm going to put my hands in this mixture and I'm going to blend them together. Get everything mixed together. Then I begin forming small little balls out of the mixture that I made. Believe it or not, these balls stayed together a lot better than the baked tribble bits that I tried making did. So this is more of a pleasure to do. Once I've got those done and, you know, my hands washed off because, you know, got to wash your hands a lot, I'm going to take a medium saucepan. I took a medium saucepan. I combined 1.5 cups of ketchup with 2 cups of ginger ale. Now, I found the easiest way to get the ketchup fully out of the measuring cups was to use the same cup that I used to measure the ketchup to measure the ginger ale. Filled up a 1 cup measuring cup with ginger ale, and as I'm filling it up, I'm swishing it around a bit, and then I pour that in the saucepan, and then do it again for the other cup. It kind of rinses the measuring cup out and gets the remaining ketchup, or as much of the ketchup as you can, out and into your saucepan. Grabbed a spatula, mixed these two together, got them as consistent as I could. Then I'm going to bring that solution to a boil. Bring that mixture to a boil. Once I've done that, I'm going to drop the balls into the sauce, put a lid on the pan, and reduce the heat so the mixture will be able to simmer for 2 hours. Okay, what can I say about these recipes? Yeah, I've prepared 3 different tribble items, and I've tasted them. As individual items go, they're going to make wonderful items for a room party, as long as you keep them warm somehow. Whether it's with a microwave in the room or you've just fixed them and they're going to stay warm for a little while. I think the blandness of the Tribbles Dans Les Blanquettes may be counteracted a bit by using sausage links, which have more taste to them in my mind than cocktail wieners. Having a good dipping sauce ready will help also. The recipe recommends using condiments, you know, honey mustard, Grey Poupon, barbecue sauce. Something to dip into. But there are other sauces within the Mind Scanner issue. You might look at them and see how those works. I may try to play with them later on in future podcasts. But for now, I recommend you guys go out and try your own thing to see what works best. Because otherwise, these guys can be pretty bland, you know, if you're dealing with the bland cocktail wieners in bread dough. Okay? Baked tribble bits. Well, they are much tastier than the tribbles in a blanket. But unless you can find some way to strengthen the balls a bit, I would not recommend them dipping them into anything. I got a pretty nasty feeling that they're going to fall apart if you tried them. And they're dry. Really dry. They taste good, but they're dry. So I'd recommend that if you're going to serve these at a party, have a good quantity of a good Bud wine available to wash them down with. Now, the tastiest recipe of the bunch was the triple meatballs. They had much more taste than even the baked triple bits, which I said were better, in my mind, were better than the tribbles in a blanket. They were strong enough. I think they would stand up to dipping if you wanted, but they had enough flavor that they could stand on their own, a tangy flavor, you know, something that hits you. I think basically they've picked up a lot of that flavor from what they were being simmered in, the ginger ale and ketchup. So, yeah, I don't think they were too bad. I think they were pretty good. Each of these dishes are different. Each of the dishes can be used in party situations, be it a private party, be it a convention's room party, be it for something you've prepared to show off at a Klingon cooking panel at a convention, or as a donation for that poor, embattled host or hostess at the convention's consuite, who's always looking for something to serve their guests. And this is where you as a Klingon can come to the rescue. If you find other ways to use these recipes, let us know. Let us know, because as a CAG member, we're always looking for new ways to comply with CAG's first rule. Have fun. Kapla, and roast those furry vermin.
Holler at Jar.